This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Hello, I'm Neve Cannon.
And I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And you're listening to Vintage Rags.
I didn't realise you were doing sexy voices, Neve.
I don't know if that class is a sexy one. I just thought I'd try something different, you know, because vintage feels like it should be more vintage.
Well, you see, you're in charge, Neve.
We could be.
You're in charge. When you're in charge, I feel like you scramble. You're like, I'll do a sexy voice. I'll make up for the lack of preparation. You'll never notice.
People love me.
Of course, I know they love you.
People
love me.
Of course
they do.
I'm a national treasure.
You are a national treasure. You're universally adored, Neve. Universally adored. Like,
you can replace me
like
anytime.
Bread is bread, Neve. Like Brennan's bread or...
Stop it now.
What else is in that? What else is a national institution? Stew.
Stew.
Like a Jesus. Big plate of stew. That's Chinese. Yeah.
The one that you boil. Like the one with, do you remember you used to boil the stew with the bones and all? And
I know. Do you know what I made recently? I made a beef bourguignon in the pressure cooker.
It's far from beef
bourguignon. Do you have
bourguignon.
A pressure cooker?
I do. I love it.
I swear to God, it's a game changer.
It's a wonderful thing. I don't use it very often because I like a long, slow cook. But, you know, I just think, stop with that. I did not go there. You went there with that face, right?
No. Innuendo, it's the last.
I didn't use innuendo.
No, Neve, we know what you meant.
No.
You know what you meant.
Stop that. A national treasure would never refer to that. Anyway, so, I do love it. And actually, when I did my final in the Celebrity MasterChef, I had to use a pressure cooker.
Oh.
Because obviously you only have a set amount of time, and I was doing, not unlike you, I was doing an ox cheek stew, like, or casserole or whatever. It was like amazing.
I was doing fantastic. I was doing absolutely fantastic at not eating meat.
Oh.
I'm off the wagon.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. I went out to my friend Chris's house and he made me like a beef and cheese.
Okay,
sandwich.
So this is the same Chris who's going to be 40.
Yeah, same Chris who's going to be 40. Mm. He made me a beef and cheese sandwich, toasted. I hadn't had beef in ages, and you know what?
It's delicious when it's, you know.
Delicious.
Small and often is not a bad thing.
I know, yeah, but I feel about the cows that are, you know, getting slaughtered and then put in vans. And,
well.
But, you know, not enough to make a lentil bolognese, which takes longer than you think.
I know. I've never had a lentil bolognese.
Neve, I have a perfect recipe for that lentil bolognese.
Send it on.
It's delicious. Nigella Lawson's vegan bolognese.
Oh, well.
It tastes like mince.
Okay.
It does. And it keeps you regular. Welcome to Vintage Rants, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome.
That reminds me of the time Sandy Toksvig said on QI, she says, you go to get a colonoscopy and it turns out it's just beetroot.
Yeah. I know.
Only people of a certain age will understand that. But anyway.
Colonoscopy. Do you know what? The most traumatic part of a colonoscopy is the day before when you drank all the stuff and you think, do you know what? I don't think this is working. Well.
And the minute you say it.
And all of a sudden it works. And you think, good God, that really works.
Is that like a cleanse?
It's not a cleanse. It is a
it's a violation.
Wash. It's a power wash,
Neve. From the inside out.
Good God. Anyway.
Okay. So, Vintage Rants.
We're very excited about it. It's a show where we will look at an old agony aunt problem.
Mm-hmm.
We will read it. We will give our take.
Yes, we will.
And then we will give you their take, what they said at the time. And then we just see how we come out. I think we're getting better at them.
We are.
Now, tell us this one.
This is from Jackie.
This is from Jackie Magazine.
Yeah, so we're back on the Jackie rail. You know, the way we did a bit of Jackie at the beginning, then we moved off into different ones.
Cashing a check for writing a paragraph each a week.
You're not a big fan of Cathy and Claire.
I'm not really. Do you know what? I thought I would be more of a fan of Cathy and Claire than I would be of Ask
Christian Annie.
Wife.
Yeah. Christian Annie, yeah.
But I kind of am more on the same page as I think inside me there is
a vicar's wife.
Highly conservative vicar's wife just screaming to get out. And it's not just the sweater vest.
No, it isn't. It's a sweater vest.
Yeah, I love a sweater vest.
Is it sweater weather?
It is sweater weather. Mm, sweater weather.
Sweater vest. I've never seen a sweater vest.
On me?
Yeah, what is a sweater vest?
It's like a jumper with no arms.
Oh. Yeah. I used to buy them for the kids when they were small.
Like Jack from Will and Grace. Sweater vests.
Love a bit of Jack.
I am bad at games.
Oh, that's the name of the problem.
That's the name of the problem.
But also could be our definition. I have a funny feeling this could be either of us.
Clear, true statement about both of us. Dear Cathy and Claire, please can you help me get over the problem of PE? I absolutely hate it. I'm no good at netball, gym or hockey, and I'm beginning to get really worried about it. I do try, but that's beside the point. I just feel I'll never be able to do well. My friends all take it as a joke, which I suppose is a good thing, but I'd still like some help. God, what a level of boredom this person lived their life.
No, let's be honest here, right? This is one of the top Jackie problems, apparently. So, because it was in the book.
This is?
Well, it was in the book. So if it's in the book, then they've just, or else somebody just randomly got bored by the end of the book and said, oh, there's a couple
I'm
more.
Bad at games.
No, but it is a thing.
Okay.
Tell
I
me.
I think.
What was it like for you?
Oh, God, Niamh. It wasn't, you know, there's that whole thing of like, oh, I was last to get picked for the football team.
Right.
If only. I did get picked for the football team, but they hated the fact that I was on it.
Oh.
It was worse.
So why did they pick you?
They had to. They knew they had to. Everyone had to get picked. So what? Then someone would just pick me and then be absolutely furious at me for the whole game.
But were you, was that because, right, were they doing affirmative action back then?
They probably were, yeah. I was a diversity whore.
Most of the PE that I did in school in particular, it's mostly in school because you didn't subject yourself to it outside. I was more of a swimmer in the evenings. But the thing is, they used to do this kind of, you know, over the horse and all that rubbish, right? And activities.
Over the horse?
You know, the pommel horse or whatever it's called, or not the pommel horse, you know, but they had all these different kind of apparatus around the big hall, which doubled up as the place where you went to assembly, stroke, you know, whatever. So you did all these activities. But you wouldn't have had the indignity of doing them in knicker shorts.
I actually did.
No, you did not.
Of course I did. I
did
bum.
Not. Oh, no.
It was a great bum, a room full of men.
Okay. Well, we used to have these navy ones, right? Which were like literally elasticated and they literally covered your... They're like big pants. And they had white stripes on them. I never forget them. And they were the most uncomfortable things. And I just remember how much I disliked PE. And then I did the Camogie for once. I went one day to Camogie. And then I realised that people with sticks who probably didn't like me very much is probably not where I wanted to go. So I didn't go back.
You see, what happened to me was, me and my friend John, we were considered good boys. Right? So
good
we
boys.
Asked
in what way?
If... Like we're sick of playing football.
Yeah.
We were the nerds, like.
Right.
So we just went to the teacher and go, look, we're sick of playing football. Can we not do something else? And the teacher was, you know, a teacher back in those days.
Okay, old days.
Literally route of least resistance, please. So there was a racquetball court.
Oh, okay.
So we were like, we can play racquetball. So me and John used to play racquetball.
Nice.
Which is great. But then we thought, summer's coming. There's a tennis court across the road. In Johnstown Park, because I used to go to St. Kevin's.
Oh, okay.
We said to the teacher, can we play tennis instead?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you know what? You've been very good boys for the past 3 months playing racquetball in that room with no supervision.
What could come between you?
What could go wrong? So what we did was
with a pack of cigarettes.
We went to class and we played tennis.
Right.
Right, because it was a triple period.
Because you were very good boys.
We were very good boys. So
a triple period, what was that, 40 minutes a period?
40 minutes a period. Yeah. Or maybe it was a double.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was, we went over and then he did a random check for a couple of weeks and we would just be playing tennis. And then when we reckoned we're safe enough now, there's been no random checks for a while, what we would do is we would go home. We would get changed into our PE gear and go home.
Was it the end of school? Like?
No, there was lunch after the double period of PE.
Oh.
So we had hours off. It was great.
Were you allowed to go home for your lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. In the olden days, I wasn't allowed to go home.
Why? Did you go too far?
To be fair, I lived too far. You couldn't have walked it. And we only had half an hour for lunch.
Oh.
And the reason for
that. An hour.
No, but the reason for that was so that we would be out of school earlier than the boys. Because they didn't think, because the boys' school was maybe 20 minutes away from us, right? And they didn't think that the girls would walk to the boys' school. I mean, let's be honest. The boys wouldn't bother their arse walking down to us, but the girls would definitely make
the
time.
Absolutely they would.
They misjudged that very much.
Of course they did.
Anyway, I lived too far
did
away
you,
anyway.
Did
but
you took your skirt up?
And, no, I didn't do that rolling thing because it's very unattractive. You roll it all up and then you have this big fecking, you know, as if you're not challenged enough in the stomach area. Do you know what I mean? Like.
So what would we say to this moron that
anyway,
like games?
No, we're well off the path here because let's be honest, what can you talk about the fact that you're rubbish at PE? Well obviously, clearly you have to say you're going to play ragged ball.
Just say, just try to use that time. Like, because what you could do is, you could also say, I want to go to a room and do aerobics, which is also sport.
Yeah. No, it's true. And you know what the thing is? It's like anything. We're not all going to be good at everything.
Yeah. Do you know what you could do? Get no from your doctor.
Or go and make an idiot of yourself and get it in the way of all the games they're playing, and they won't be long about reassigning you.
But you see, that's the thing though. Like, teachers, they never really cared about people that weren't good at sports.
No, they weren't.
Like, I would have much preferred if they made us run around a pitch. Like, would you? Like run, like jog.
Oh, as a group?
Yeah, rather than do, you know, play games like.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. I mean, I suppose they probably thought it was easier just to get a game going.
Yeah, exactly. Root of wreath of least resistance.
Football wouldn't have been my thing, I don't think. Would have been?
No, I hated it.
No.
God, I hated it so much. Like, we used to have, the school, both schools that I was in, they were all about their big pitches out the back.
Yeah, yeah.
We all had to go and cheer when the team were playing. Yeah. Give me a break.
Yo. Well, you could be a cheerleader.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They do active things. Like, talk about aerobics.
Yeah, you see, I wonder, could there be a dance class?
There could have been.
For all the gay boys. That would have been brilliant.
Wow, what a cheerleader team you'd have if all the gay boys were doing it.
Yeah, we could have.
There'd be some enthusiasm.
We could have, like, you know, I know you want us to play ga, but we'd like to have a tap class.
It's very good for your footwork.
Exactly.
Very good for your footwork. So in my imagination from what this conversation is, first of all, I think it's a girl. Because netball and gym and hockey.
What's netball now?
Netball is bash the ball over. I don't know, to be honest. I think of it as beach volleyball. It's not volleyball, without the sand, right? You know, but it's not. That's volleyball. So netball is probably similar. I don't know. Listen, you're asking
the
someone.
You're asking someone
in any ball sport, right? It's like I won't be the person asked to do it unless you want to have a laugh.
Yeah, I don't know what netball is.
That's how I play tennis.
I'll get it.
Sorry. That's how I play tennis. With great enthusiasm, but I'm sorry.
I used to be like that, yeah.
Because the ball would be over there.
Yeah. Or you'd hit somebody. Like, it'd be amazing. Like, if you tried to hit them, you wouldn't.
I was a really good swimmer, though.
Really?
Yeah, really good swimmer. I mean, distance swimmer. I was a late learner. And then, but I did 6 or 7 hours a week, and I loved it.
Swimming?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And we did, you know, life saving at the weekend.
Oh, where you jump in your pyjamas?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and French or bloke.
And, nice. You know, and then I used to have to carry people, you know, the way you carry people. And then there was a really, maybe I told you this before, but basically there was a really sadistic person in the coaching who used to make me carry in my teens, as soon as I developed, basically, two fellas. And I used to have to carry them either side. And when you carry two people, they basically line up with your breast area. So the two of them were like sitting there trying to, in their speedos, trying to lie back and pretend to be dead bodies whilst fresh, lovely breasts were sat and looking at them.
Oh my God, I'd say they...
That was a day.
Two. And they were in speedos.
Yeah, not very forgiving. Although it was in the ivy baths, which had no heating, so that was helpful. Cold water.
Otherwise you had two ski poles.
I know. Anyway, but no, I did a lot of swimming. I loved swimming. It was really great. Like, I loved it. Did a bit of sea swimming and Liffey swims, but that was nothing to do with school. All the PE I did in school was stuff I hated.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I could, I joined a choir.
Do you know what I'm grateful for? There was no showers.
No showering.
You know when you had, like, I've heard that before of, like, you know, the teachers, like, forcing lads to shower.
No.
You know, you dump PE so everyone into the shower.
No, I mean, that's not a thing.
Now. No, there were. You know, like, there was an awful lot of paedophiles when we were growing up. If you're a teacher that was like, get your kid off and go into the shower while I wash, you're a paedophile. Mm. They got away with murder.
Oh my God.
Let's see what Cathy and Claire had to say. So, the only sort of physical exercise muddy fields, pitches and gymnasiums inspires you to is running until you got out of sight of them. Jesus Christ, they're worth every penny, aren't they?
That doesn't even make sense as a sentence.
So the only sort of physical exercise muddy fields, pitches and gymnasiums inspires you to is running until you've got out of sight of them.
Well, so maybe it's not how they said it, it's how you actually read it.
I know, but like... like these write three paragraphs. They write three paragraphs a week and that's it. Why should that bother you so much? If you accepted that instead of feeling you ought to change your attitude and your capabilities and take it all as a joke like your friends do, you'll be on the right track.
Tracks. Sorry. They were making a joke.
I absolutely hate Kathy and Claire. I absolutely, I swear to God.
You don't hate them.
I'd deck the pair of them if I met them. Honestly, though, we don't think you'll solve anything by trying to go against your nature and become the sportswoman of the year. She's not saying that. She just says she doesn't like them.
She just wants to know how to survive them.
Yes. The only thing that you can try to change is the basic reason that makes you want to change yourself. And that, we'd make a pretty good guess, is because you want to join in and be one of the crowd.
Oh,
that is true now.
It is.
But the thing about it is, I never wanted to be part of the crowd when I was... like, I hated PE, but I never wanted... like, and I never wanted them to accept me so I could do PE. I just didn't want to go do PE.
You want to do something active?
No.
No?
No, I just wanted to sit and read Famous Five books.
Okay, so you didn't want to go and do PE?
No, I never wanted to do PE.
Okay, right.
Okay, the team spirit creates
Famous
a great...
Famous Five?
I loved Famous Five. Famous Five and the Secret Seven.
Secret Seven.
Yeah. Okay, the team spirit creates a great community feeling. And common interests like games can give you a lot of inspiration and a sense of identity. She knows this.
Mm-hmm. She feels outside of it. That's a problem.
Yeah. But you can't achieve that by not being you. And if you laugh at yourself with the others, you'll find you're accepted anyway. Wow.
Yeah, because that works.
What a one-way... what a one-way slide into a mental health crisis that is.
That doesn't work.
Then if you still long for that sense of belonging to the crowd after laughing at yourself with them.
Making yourself up as a class clown.
In with a group of people who are doing something you do enjoy. Do you know what?
You don't have choices.
Statement of the obvious from Kathy and Claire. You're fired.
No, but here's the other thing. When it comes to school, you don't have, unless you have a note from your mother, you never got off PE. That wasn't the way it worked.
No, what I would advise this person to do is break their own ankle. I think that's awful. I think we've done better than Kathy and Claire. I think if you have a problem with being bad at games, just get yourself excluded from games. See, that's the way it works now. You can get excluded from everything.
Yeah, well, you can just go in and say it's wrecking your mental health. And then that's, you know.
I heard somebody that had ADHD didn't have to do Irish.
Why?
I don't know, they got out of it. It's absolutely fantastic.
No. Are you saying you wouldn't want to do Irish?
Yeah! I was terrible at it.
I know, it doesn't mean.
And it took up so much of my time doing my leaving cert.
Yeah, I know, because to be fair.
Because I was so bad at it.
No, I don't believe that.
I was brutal at Irish. And it took up, like, I had to spend way more time on it. That and biology.
Yeah.
I was useless at the two of them. And then I did well in them.
I know.
Because I put so much time into them.
I know.
But then all my other subjects suffered.
Did you not learn something from that?
Yeah, if you're bad at something and if something is initially hard, don't try, just walk away.
You know, me, sometimes I'm thinking you overcome something by putting more effort into it and it's wonderful
not.
To achieve it and then go, I'm never having to do that again.
No,
which
sometimes the most successful thing you can do is fail. That's what I learned.
Love that. But you didn't fail.
I did.
You didn't fail at Irish.
No, but I got lousy points and everything else.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and is that because you were too busy doing your Irish?
Because I was too busy doing Irish and biology. I failed my mocks in biology.
Oh.
And I got an A2.
Oh.
Because I did put so much work into it, but I didn't do anything else.
Oh.
And then I did crap in accountancy and crap in biz org and crap in German.
Me did German the same. What did you get in German?
I got a C, I think.
Pass or honours?
Honours.
Get you.
I did all honours. No, I didn't do honours maths.
No, nobody does honours maths unless they...
I was in honours maths for a day, but there was a teacher that was very unnerving. He had a very obvious wig and he used to keep his chalk in a tampon case. I was like, do you know what? I can't do this.
What? In a tampon case?
Yeah.
What made it look like a tampon case?
Because it was like those little, you know, like the two, like...
Did it say Tampax on it?
Yeah.
What?
It was like the shotgun plastic thing that they used to come in.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what he chose to put his chalk in a boys' school. That's what he chose. He also wore a wig.
He was
the most ridiculous looking wig I've ever seen in my life.
I think that man was a genius. Imagine going into a boys' school with a really bad wig and nobody's messing with you with that.
I genuinely think he didn't realise. I think he found it at home.
What, the
that
wig?
That case. And he was like, that's ideal now for me, chalk.
So what you're suggesting is a man with a really bad wig had somebody who uses tampons at home. He's a winner at life.
Yeah, maybe he didn't. Yeah.
I think it was an act of choice. Just to annoy
maybe,
us.
Yeah, maybe just to...
So then the only... he chose what you were going to make fun of him about. And let me honest...
Do you think he did that so he wouldn't look at his wig?
Just saying.
God almighty. The first time in my whole life I wish I kept in contact with people from school.
Just to find out.
Yeah. That's an angle I've never thought of.
Well, you wouldn't. Because, you know, that's master manipulation there. I know.
It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you. I don't know that we didn't solve the problem.
We didn't solve the problem. But you know what? She's pathetic. Kathy Clare, disgrace. I think all we can hope for is that we never have to encounter anyone involved in this ever again.
Okay.
It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Always. Always.
Vintage Rants, what a treat. Thank you to our Heads Up Plus subscribers. You keep the show on the road.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoyed this episode. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Two weeks.
And just put the date in your diary.
I will mark it in my calendar. Great. So we don't have such a mix up again. But what we might do is, we might have some other stuff going.
Oh, because we're
running long.
We're the gift that keeps on giving.
We are. We'll chat to you in 2 weeks' time and on the main feed on Monday.
Bye.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.